Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Over 3 months have passed since Houthi militants rounded up scores of United Nations staff, all of whom were working to bring life-saving assistance to the Yemeni people at the time of their detention. Speaking to the UN Security Council, Ambassador Robert Wood, U.S. Alternative Representative for Special Political Affairs, called for the immediate and unconditional release of all detainees, including 11 U.S. diplomatic staff members held since 2021.
The Houthis continue to not only mistreat these detainees, but also seek to exploit them through the release of so-called confession videos. This shameless propaganda is appalling and should be universally condemned. Houthi intimidation tactics have also increasingly focused on the remaining Yemeni staff of UN agencies and non-governmental organizations. Humanitarian workers in the Houthi-controlled parts of Yemen are increasingly worried about their safety. There is absolutely no justification for the threatening and intimidation of UN workers and others carrying out their lawful humanitarian work.
The Houthis' continued attacks against ships in the Red Sea and surrounding waterways also continue to threaten regional peace and security, as well as international navigational freedoms, warned Ambassador Wood.
These continued unjustified actions have already resulted in the tragic deaths of innocent mariners and continue to threaten the lives of member states' citizens and interests of the international community. Every time the Houthis launch an attack, they not only threaten the lives of mariners from many nations, but also risk creating an environmental catastrophe from damage to oil tankers and other ships carrying hazardous materials.
The Houthis have made clear they care only about themselves, said Ambassador Wood. They are willing to destroy the fishing industry and regional ecosystems that Yemen and other communities in the region rely on for their livelihoods, just as they have undermined the delivery of vital humanitarian aid to the region. Ambassador Wood urged council members to make clear to the Houthis' backers in Tehran that they hold Iran responsible for arming and enabling the Houthis to carry out attacks. Recent flooding in Yemen has made support and technical assistance from the United States and other international partners more crucial than ever. This is not the time for political posturing and disunity, warned Ambassador Wood. It is time for the Council to work together to address the political, security, and humanitarian challenges that plague Yemenis.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.